Now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. Get ready for more of the best fishing information and the hottest tips on improving your angling skills. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. And by Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. And now, Southern California's sports fishing voice, the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Pete Gray here, Rock Cod Rick Mexa. We are here talking fishing, fish processing, and eating great fish with Sean and Christina from Fisherman's Processing and FP Gourmet. It's going to be a great time at here on the show, and we've given away some great prizes today.
You're not kidding, man. If you didn't catch the beginning of the show, at the end of the show today, we're going to have three lucky callers who are each going to get their choice of a three-pack of rubs and spices from Fisherman's Processing. So a very, very cool opportunity to get a hold of something that's just going to take your fish to the next level and a really cool prize. And if you're not lucky enough to be the big winner of those three packs of spices and rubs, check out their website. It's super easy to find, fishermansprocessing.com. Right at the top of the page, you'll see the tab for the market. It's the only one that's listed in white where everything else is black. Super easy to find. Click on that. They'll show you every type of rubs and spice they have, and you order it up online, and it'll get shipped out to you within a day. It's a great opportunity to get some really, really cool product.
But three winners today going to win that nice three-pack. Very nice of you guys. Thank you. They're going to ship it right to you, right?
Right to your door.
Exactly. Yeah. If you want to get your opportunity at that, two ways you can reach us on the show this morning. Our local line, which is 858 area code 457-1090. Again, 858-457-1090, or toll-free. The toll-free number is 877-792-1090. Again, 877-792-1090. With that, we're going to find out what's biting out there. It is time for the Catch Report, which today is sponsored in part by the Dana Landing booth at this year's Fred Hall Show. It's going to be their biggest ever. Over 300 styles of Maui Jim sunglasses, and the Flying Jimmy is going to be there. We're going to have Paul Hebert from Wickard Tuna, and big fish angler Andy Mills is going to be inside the Dana Landing booth. Going to be a really exciting show. Fishworks and Hook Clothing, and over 40 different styles of Olakai shoes and sandals. It's all at the Dana Landing booth at the Fred Hall Show in Long Beach. Do not miss it. It's going to be a great one. Let's start it off with our FishDope.com report. The man, Captain Mark Wish of Pacific Edge on the line. Good morning, Mark.
Hey, good morning, Ricky, Pete, Sean, Kristen.
Mark.
Good morning. Good morning.
So, you guys remember that movie, The Perfect Storm, from a few years back?
Yeah,
well, there's that one fateful line in it. She's coming on, boys, and she's coming on strong. And man, that's the kind of situation we got here this weekend. Big wind forecast.
Oh, that's funny.
And it's cold wind, too.
Yeah,
like,
it is.
Whatever.
Yeah.
But, hey, we got some
enough of this winter stuff.
Sure.
Come on.
Over it,
we need that groundhog to go show his face or something, man.
We're so over it.
Yeah.
You know, with all the runoff right now, it's just ridiculous. All the junk floating around out there, it's going to take a little bit to straighten out. But when it does, guess what? There's going to be a lot to do. So here's a few examples. Like, one of my customers was by the other day showing me a picture of a 49.75 halibut. He missed 50 by a quarter of a pound.
Wow.
Man, that's a nice one.
Yeah, they caught it between the storms here the other day. And there's been quite a bit of that good fish around. It's mostly been out deep, 100 to even as much as 150 feet. And they're starting to move a little bit shallower. He had this one inside of 60. So sardines are always a good bait, easiest to get. But the big ones, they love their mackerels, man. They're definitely mackerel snappers for sure. So take time if you want to target that bigger halibut, take time to catch tank mackerels and fish them with that. Over at Catalina and everywhere offshore, of course, is wiped out with the bad weather. But at Catalina specifically, big volume of squid still there, backside middle. And watch for that sea bass and yellow to be biting. As soon as this condition straighten out, we can't fish the heart of it right where most of that squid is. But the closure line just above there, you know, they left us a few ledges and hard edges out there in 16 to 25 fathoms. So that's where I'd be starting as soon as we get some decent conditions. And then, of course, the biggest news is Rockfish Opener coming up March 1st.
Ooh.
And we get to get down to 75 fathoms, which opens up a whole bunch of new territory and a bunch of big fish. So heads up, guys, cow cods are still a no-take fish. And we're getting down into that Talcott zone, being able to fish that much deeper. So make sure you've got some kind of a release device so that you can get them back down so that they swim away safely. Because I'm sure Fish and Game is going to be checking the bags very closely after the opener. But we got to get through this weather, and it will straighten out one of these days, hopefully. And it's going to be game on when it does, guys.
I like that, Mark. Certainly some great opportunities and some great fishing going on right now. And the beauty of the fishdope.com is when you have weather, when you have things like this, and there's not your big network of buds out fishing, you can always check to find out what's going on. And we always get great info from guys like yourself, Danny, and does a great job taking info from Mark and all the great fishermen out there and putting it together. And you can save $20 on a new membership to fishdope.com by using the code HOOKUPNOW. Again, HOOKUPNOW, all lowercase, no space, going to save you $20 on a new membership.
Yeah, how about that? And Mark will have all the good stuff for you on fishdope.com when this weather straightens out. Right, Mark?
It's going to straighten out.
Hey,
We got spoiled this past few years where winter really wasn't, you know. So, you know, we're getting our comeuppance here a little bit, I think. What are you going to do? Fight our way through it.
Yeah, so are you going to be at Fred Hall's show?
Oh, tough question. Sad to say, this year, first time in a million years, we are not.
You're not.
I had to opt out for his dog. There's some other stuff going on. It just did not pencil out.
Sorry, buddy. All right. Well, you'll be hanging around, I'm sure. We'll see you there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we'll definitely be hanging around. But, yeah, no booth this year.
All right.
Sorry.
Well, very good. Well, how do we find you, Mark?
We're in Huntington Beach. We're on the corner of Bolsa Chica and Edinger. By the big Chevron station there. The phone number is 714-840-4262. The website's PacificEdgeTackle.com. And Chris got a whole bunch of new pictures up on our website. We're putting up new stuff all the time, so you can see a lot more of that custom stuff we've been doing. So
fantastic.
Check it
That's
out.
Great, Mark.
All right, Mark. Thanks a lot for that. We'll talk to you next Saturday when the weather hopefully will be good.
Oh, yeah. It'll be flat, calm, balmy, 80 degrees, and fish biting everywhere.
Okay, I like it. We're ready for that. All right.
Ready.
Hey, thanks a lot for the call. Before we move on to Marcos, while I'm thinking of it, I saw Don from Anza Knives yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
And Anza Knives, for the first time ever, are going to have a booth both at Fred Law, Long Beach, and Del Mar.
Nice.
And Don told me they're building new styles, new knives, and they're going to have great deals on those incredible Anza Knives. He makes a bluefin special knife that is unbelievable.
Really?
Yeah, I can't get it away from Lolly out of the kitchen because it's that good.
Cool.
I mean, it's a really, really good knife. So watch for Anza Knives, first time at Fred Hall, Long Beach, and Del Mar.
That'll be cool. Be cool to get to pick a guy's brain like that, too. You know, when you're talking to a custom knife builder, you can, you know, same deal. This is what I do. These are the type of fish I cut, you know. What's the appropriate steel? What's the appropriate shape?
What's
the appropriate flex? You know, you're going to get to pick the brain of the master at work. That's going to be really cool.
Yeah, they're super nice people. Family operation. It's going to be great to have
Awesome.
Danza there.
Well, let's continue on with the catch board. Head on down to C4 Sport Fishing in San Diego and talk to Marcos. Marcos, you got the hatches batting down there, C4th?
Yeah, like I said, we had a weather strike again there, kind of putting a kibosh on the fishing for bait here. Had those couple boats down in Colnett over the weekend last weekend. Some pretty good fishing in there. Definitely some good rock fishing. Reds, rockfish they had between two boats. I believe 17 yellowtail and about 60 bonito. So pretty good fishing out the islands or down Colnett there. Beyond that, not much else really going on. Said a little trying to stay dry here, man. Had some serious wind coming through here. But definitely check the website, seaforthlanding.com. Still got those schedules up there for the half-day trips. We got those day-and-a-half trips on the weekends. Tribute sold out for next weekend, but there will be more trips coming up. And a couple weeks here, the San Diego should start running again, too, for those full-day trips. So definitely some options. And once we get through this weather, we'll be back to fishing again.
Glad to hear it, buddy. We're looking for better weather on the horizon and some great fishing to go with it. Marcos, thanks for keeping us up to date with what's going on at C4th and confirming why it was probably a good call for those guys to cancel the Bay Bass Tournament with the wind blowing on the water like that this morning.
Good day to go down and get a Rock Cod Rick breakfast burrito and go bug Marcos in the office,
that
right?
Absolutely. Yeah, definitely come by, check out the tackle shop there, and get your dial-a reel fixed. Get that gear ready for the upcoming season here because it shouldn't be too long here before the fish start biting again and the weather starts cooperating.
Totally agree, Marcos. Great report. We appreciate it. And we'll talk for a much better, warmer, less windy one next Saturday.
Talk to you then, guys.
Thanks, Marcos. Okay, that's going to wrap up our catch report. Again, sponsored by Blue Guard Innovations, making smart bilge pumps, switches, and sensors designed to protect you, your vessel, and the environment. If your boat lives in the water and you've not installed the BG1 oil and fuel detector, you could be risking thousands in fines. The BG1 will... detect oil in your bilge before you dump it into the water. It's just one of several switches, pumps, and sensors made by Blue Guard Innovations. Check BlueBGI.com or get their affordable products at Wilson Marine and the San Diego Marine Exchange.
Yeah, and I got to tell you, my boat's hauled out now over at Shelter Island Boatyard, and I can monitor the battery power on the boat from my phone.
That is so cool.
And that's one of the new that I'm actually testing for them. But I can monitor the bilge. Of course, there's no problem with the bilge once the boat's out of the water. But I can see what the battery conditions are if I need to go plug the boat in.
That is great, man. Yeah, I think that's so cool what they're doing.
They're BlueBGI.com for more information on that. They're great stuff. Let's go ahead and jump to the phones. You want to get through? 858-457-1090. Open right now.
We've got some very patient callers hanging in with us, like Matt, who's calling us from La Mesa this morning. Matt, thanks for hanging in there with us.
Actually, I'm calling you from the Fisherman's Processing parking lot.
Hey, nice.
I'm down here this morning, Sean, to pick up my yellowtail and my cod from my colonette trip. I just wanted to call and say thank you for being so accommodating. And you guys are my always go-to people. When fishing on the Royal Star, it's a no-brainer because you just get off the boat with your personal gear and head home and then pick your fish up later that day or later that week or whenever. Yeah. So
that's a pretty good. Explain that, Sean. Like he's talking about going on the Royal Star, or the Royal Polaris. You fill out your order on the boat, right?
Yeah, on the Royal Polaris, Shogun, and Royal Star. They have the order forms right there on the boat. They'll sit down at the table the night before you return from your trip, and they'll go over your order form. If it's complicated, they might just say, "Hey, go see one of the staff of Fisherman's Processing at the top of the dock." Usually Melanie or Erica or myself. And we'll go over your order form. If it's a simple one-pound pack, they'll write that down. We got it. You literally grab your gear and go home or watch the
you
show.
You don't have to touch the fish.
You don't have to touch the fish on those three boats.
Wow.
We got you. We got it. We got
That's it. So cool.
That's really cool.
Yeah, it goes straight from the well on the boat into our ice slush bins and straight to our shop for processing.
So that's always a great, great thing. Right, Matt?
Absolutely. I mean, it's like I say, it's a no-brainer. I mean, Brian Sims on the Royal Star is all about it. He's like, "Hey, if you guys went this way, see you later." You know?
That's pretty cool.
Hey, real quick, Ricky, happy belated birthday, and talk to me when you get to be 54.
Loud and clear. Thanks, buddy. Appreciate it.
All right, Matt. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Hey, you know, the Tony Reyes trip that we've had in May that Tommy P is going to be hosting has been full.
Yeah.
There's one spot that just opened up. Somebody had to cancel. So if you want to go on our Tony Reyes trip in early May there, go to thelongfin.com and book right away, or tonyreyes.com.
That one spot is
going to go fast. It's inexpensive, and it's unbelievable value
cool
in fishing there. So longfin.com or tonyreyes.com, grab that last spot on the Let's Talk hookup trip, because I guarantee you by Fred Hall time, all those spots will be gone.
Yeah, no doubt.
For sure. No doubt about it. And I also want to announce this weekend's CCA calendar giveaway, too. And this weekend's calendar giveaway is a gift package from Heart Institute, including a Rockfish descending device unit, a T-shirt, and a bunch of other swag. And the winning number is 2839. 2839. Look at the back of your CCA California calendar, the Bill Varney calendar there, and 2839, if that's your number, go to the CCA, go to ccacalifornia.org and claim your prize. Let's go ahead and jump back in the phones, Rick.
You got it, buddy. Let's talk to Mike. He's calling us from Rosemead this morning. Hi, Mike. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, everyone. You know, it always seems like someone always asks question I wanted to ask ahead of me. So I know Marcos just mentioned that the San Diego was going to go back online, and that was one of my questions. But what it leads up to that is, let's say somebody goes down and catches a bunch of rockfish down in Colonette, and can we bring that big bag of rockfish and plop them down on your doorstep so you can do your magic on them? And maybe a big halibut's in that bag, too. Can you
maybe
do all that?
Maybe a yellowtail, too.
Yeah, absolutely. We take walk-ins of all types. We ask that you keep the fish whole. We don't want the fillets, so don't bring me a bag of fillets. We don't process the fillets. Bring me whole fish, and we got you covered.
And if it's always best to call first, right?
Always best to call, especially in the winter months, because we are
make sure you're there
in and out. Yeah, yeah.
And it's no problem leaving that stuff on ice for a day or two.
No,
right?
Not at all. Keep
like
it in
if you get in the afternoon
even
or
better,
the
really.
Next day, leave it on ice and then bring it in the next morning.
Absolutely. Yeah. Call me. We'll work out a plan. Our minimum is one fish.
That's so
your
rad.
Minimum.
That's our minimum order. You have to have one fish.
And let me tell you,
it's not really true with FP Gourmet anymore. Like,
the yield that you get from rockfish, especially at Fisherman's Processing, take it from me, is so much better because those guys know how to play those
yeah.
things, right?
Yep.
It's true.
I mean, they hold up the carcass, the frame of the fish after they're
right
done. You can see right through it. Yeah. You can see right. There's nothing left of that fish. Yeah.
The other thing is the presentation that you guys put forward, too. I mean, it's one thing, you know, yes, you could probably cut them, you know, on your boat or something the way back. But when you go back into Fisherman's Processing and you have these bags of these perfect white fillets, all vacuum-packed killer, if you are going to freeze them, they're going to stack and store so much better. It's just... At the end of the day, it's just the treatment that your fish deserves. You know, the amount of money and time that you spent into going to get that harvest, like, that's the last step that fish deserves.
Yeah, I look at it this way. Most guys, they catch enough fish to where they're going to be giving it to their friends and their family. And I want them to be really proud of the fish that they give to their friends and family.
Right.
And I want them to be, you know, go out again. And so the last impression I want them to have is this beautiful fish that they can present to their friends or family or eat for themselves, because that's the last impression they're going to have of that trip. And then when they're all done with that fish, they're going to be like, man, I need more fish.
Yeah.
So what do? They book another trip. That's what I want to see.
There you go. Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning. Captain Bill Cavanaugh is on the line. Good morning, Bill.
Hey, Bill.
Hey, good morning, Rick. Good morning, Pete. How are you guys doing?
We're doing great, buddy.
Great.
Good morning.
What's going on in Intrepid there?
Oh, yeah, I just wanted to call in with a report. We got in from a 15-day trip this morning, and it was a good trip. We had quite a few big fish, and we just finished our official weigh-in. Our jackpot winners are as follows. Third place went to Ken Hauser with a 250.1-pound yellowfin.
Ooh, nice.
Second place went to Mike Van Steenberg from Texas with a 263.8-pound yellowfin. And first place went to Rick Chaw with a 319.6.
Oh, nice. Way to go.
I know. And all those fish are those anglers' personal best. So those guys are all stoked.
That's
so
cool.
Rad, buddy.
And Rick Chaw is now a member of the exclusive 300-pound club, so he's just elated.
I can imagine. Yeah, personal best and that being 300 pounds, that's incredible.
What a great trip, Bill. Good for you guys. I mean, 15-day with, you know, all the big fish in action. And I know I saw some photos, some good wahoo fishing looks like you guys had. Looked like it was a great one.
Yeah, it was kind of how you'd like to see it scripted on those trips. We had a shot at cows every day that we were down there. We had some mid-grade fish mixed in, and we had some wahoo action. So it was scripted how you'd like it. So we had a really good trip. I just wanted to call in with that report. I also want to commend Sean and his crew at Fisherman's Processing for providing such a great service for our customers. I mean, it goes so far for our guys to be able to, you know, get in from one of these trips, talk to Sean, and have all of their fish taken care of. It's a great service. I really want to thank you for that, Sean.
Oh, thank you, Bill. I really appreciate you, too.
That's great. Well, what's next, Bill, on the Intrepid?
We're out on a 16-day trip. We leave tomorrow, and then we're going to be in for a couple months to do our annual maintenance.
So we're going to see you at Fred All Long Beach?
Absolutely. I'm going to be there. I'm going to take my whole crew with me this time because we scheduled this last trip to be in the day before the show. So we're going to be up there with a bunch of guys. It's going to be a good time.
Well, nice hearing from you, and good luck on the next one, and we'll see you up in Long Beach.
Thank you so much, guys. Take
All right.
Care.
Thanks
hey,
for
Bill.
The call.
All right. Hey, we're going to jump right back into the phones. They're packed up. This time we're going to talk to Kyle, who's calling us from San Marcos. Hi, Kyle. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, Kyle. Thanks for joining us on Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, thanks for having me. Great show. Hey, I wanted to ask the question, how often do they sharpen the knives? I assume it's every day because they do so much cutting. And how do they sharpen them?
Good
What's
question.
The best way for me to sharpen my knives?
Good question.
We have a whetstone that a lot of the guys use to create a good edge on the blade, and they do that maybe once a week. And then we have a oil stone, one of those ones that you rotate, and you got like a coarse, a medium, and a fine grit. It's a three-sided deal. And that's a daily. They do that every morning before they start. And then just about every fish, after every fish, they go to the steel, and they rehone that edge.
So The whetstone creates the edge. The oilstone kind of refines it, and then the steel keeps it sharp.
Yeah, the you want to they like 15 degrees. So they create that 15 degrees with the whetstone because you can make that precise because we have a jig that it sits in and we can make a precise 15 degrees.
How do you learn to sharpen a knife? What's the best way?
I just doing it, working it. We have a video on YouTube that might help you out. It's all about what we do at Fisherman's Processing. It's Fisherman's Processing's YouTube channel, and I go step by step. I go step by step. You'll see the whetstone, you'll see the flat stone, and then you'll see how I use the steel to maintain it.
That's huge.
Great. Hope that helps you out. And also, you know, another good tip would be go see Don at Anza Knives at the Fred Hall Show, and he'll teach you how to sharpen it.
Yeah, that's a great call.
Yeah. Indeed.
That's something that I'm definitely lacking. Like I wish that I was better. I wish that I was better at sharpening my knife. Like I'll go and I'll get everything so killer, and like the next time I'll use it, or the next time I go to sharpen, I feel like I'm going backwards. I wish that was a skill that I was better at, and I'm just not.
But you know, one thing that Sean mentioned is using that honing tool.
Yeah.
It's just a round
steel.
Right?
Steel.
Steel. It's round. Or there's different kinds.
And just hit that. Every time just before you start filleting, just hit it with that.
Yep.
And it gives you a little extra edge.
I mean, there is nothing nicer than a sharp knife.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Like, when you got your knife sharp, it just makes the world all in sync. You know, it's all working.
And, I mean, the true opposite on the other side. There is nothing worse than trying to cut fish, especially precisely with having a dull knife. It's just drive you crazy.
Not to mention it's dangerous.
Yeah.
You're pushing, struggling through the fish.
Yeah, no question. Do your guys wear gloves when they're...
Always.
Always.
It's a rule at my shop that if you're on the fillet...
Oh, okay.
If you're at the fillet table, you're wearing a safety glove on your free hand.
On your free hand.
Yeah, either...
Because the one with the knife in it, you don't need a glove.
Well...
It's the other hand. It's the other one that gets cut, right?
It's a chainmail or one of the Kevlar soft gloves.
Uh-huh.
But, yeah, mandatory, you have to have a glove on it.
That's smart.
Yeah,
that's very smart.
Definitely.
Good hint. Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning.
All right, let's jump back in, talk to Jerry. Jerry's calling us from Garden Grove. Hi, Jerry. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, guys. I hopefully crossed my fingers. I'm scheduled for a two-day next week on a Shogun Freezer Special.
Nice.
And I already signed up on your list to have my fish processed because I always done it myself. And last year I used you guys for the first time for friends. God, it was so nice just coming home, throw the fish in the freezer, grab a coal, and go, we're done.
You got it. That's exactly right.
I know it's like $1.10 for the yellowtail, but what's your deal with the rock cod?
It's $1.05 for our processing right now.
That's it?
Yeah. And now, typically, if somebody goes out and targets rockfish, we have a small fish rate of $1.60. But on the Shogun, we waive that fee because the Shogun's so good to us all year round, bringing us big fish. We figure it averages out, so we just charge the $1.05.
Oh,
we don't mark anything up on the Shogun.
And that's just a yield, a yield thing. You know, I mean, you're not getting enough of a big fish. You got to keep the guys paid.
Well, those small fish take at least twice as long. So even at $1.60, we're still not.
You're not killing.
We're not making a lot of money, but we want to take care of our customers, and we especially want to take care of the Shogun customers.
That's
absolutely
cool.
Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning. Speaking of the Shogun, Captain Frank Lopresti's on the line. What's up, Frank?
Hi, Frank.
Hey, Frank. Well, good morning, you guys. I thought I'd better call you in because I got a report from Jeff DeBuie on the Royal Polaris yesterday. You had a pretty nice day, okay?
Nice.
Great.
This
cool.
is Jeff's hey, first trip on the Royal Polaris, right?
That's correct. And he told me he really loves the boat. He says that bridge fishes exceptionally well. He thinks the crew is phenomenal. He's a very happy guy, it seems.
That's awesome. Then
on top of that, you know, most of the week he's been scratching 10 to 15 fish a day along with 10 to 20 wahoo a day. He's got a few cows aboard, not a bunch. And yesterday he had a very good day. The 18 passengers had 43 tuna from 90 to 180 pounds with one fish at 215 pounds. And that was caught by Adam, the skipper of the Loam, okay?
Oh, right on. Cool.
Wow.
I saw Adam before when everybody was signed up for the trip. He was so ecstatic and said he had never been as a passenger on a big fish trip like that, and it was very cool to see like the excitement in him. I think that's awesome, Frank.
Yeah, I think it was. I know it's his first long range trip ever, and especially down to the island. So he's caught 200-pound bluefin before, we know that, but now he's actually landed a 215-pound yellowfin. So anyhow, great day yesterday. They're hoping to repeat it today. Anybody interested? We got 3 spots open on the March 15th trip, and then the John Collins 16-day trip. We've got 4 or 5 spots open. So if anybody wants to make a long one, we got room.
Yeah, you have
Thank you very much.
All right, you better take Bear for a walk. All right, thanks, Frank. Appreciate the call this morning. All right, of course, you can call the Royal Polaris and Shogun office, 619-226-8030, make those reservations.
Speaking of Shogun, too, I know that they had a longer trip that was going to go over the weekend that had to cancel out due to weather, and I think they rescheduled with a couple of day and a half. So a rare opportunity to get to go fishing on a full-scale long-range boat on a day and a half trip. So I know I talked to Paul and Renee. They were down there working on the boat. And
is that on the Fisherman's Landing website?
I'm sure it will be, and if not, I know you could call the Fisherman's Landing office or the Shogun office, and I'm sure that they would fill you in.
Yeah. When's that coming up, Frank?
Right now, weather governs everything. We got a trip leaving Sunday night and another one leaving Tuesday night, but, you know, and that's as long as we have 10 reservations. We have 10 people, we're definitely going. But, you know, right now everything's weather-driven. As you can see, this is probably one of the worst winters we've seen in many, many years.
Yeah,
no doubt about it, for sure. A real winter for a change, right?
Yeah. This morning I feel like we're in Minnesota.
Might be a little cooler in Minnesota. Yeah.
All right.
Hey,
good
Frank.
Morning, everyone.
Yeah. Thanks a lot for the call. Appreciate that very much. All right. Hey, be sure to check out this week's edition of Western Outdoor News. Always loaded with great information. Hodges open.
Yeah.
Big Fish Hodges, man. And of course, they talk about the Colonette fleet and a lot of great Eastern Sierra trout fishing in this week's edition. So check it out. And also, Merritt McRae does a nice job talking about the new groundfish regulations, too, in there. So check it out, this week's edition of Western Outdoor News.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More your phone calls, more great information. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Hey, this is Rosie with Cedros Sport Fishing. Cedros Island is considered the yellowtail and calico bass fishing capital in the world, and nobody does it better than Cedros Sport Fishing. We are committed to providing first-class service to our guests, as well as an unforgettable fishing experience. We have made a good thing even better. We now have a direct flight departing to the CBX in San Diego. Leave home in the morning and fish in the afternoon. We have a beautiful waterfront lodge with first-class accommodations and meals. What are you waiting for? Call me at 619-772-7577. Or check out cedrosportfishing.com. Book soon. Trips are going fast.
It's Fred Hall Showtime, and Fisherman's Landing Tackle has the best selection and the hottest deals in the show. Hi, this is Doug Kern. The huge Fisherman's Landing Tackle booth is a must visit, and the deals will be unmatched. If it's accurate reels you are after, Fisherman's Landing Tackle has the largest selection in the show. Plus, we will fill your accurate reel with free Spectra when you buy one in our booth. That's accurate and Fisherman's Landing Tackle.
Hey, everybody. This is Captain Dwayne Diego. 4-pack charter captain here to talk to you about Parker Boats and the good folks at West Coast Marine. When it came time to start Pinnacle Sport Fishing and get my own boat, there was only one choice. I wanted a Parker. Then there's a real good reason for it. The fishability and seaworthiness. I've been fishing on Parkers for years now, and I know the abuse they can take. Parker Marine builds a heavy-duty, industrial-strength boat, probably overbuilt, but that's what I need when we're out 12 hours a day, over 300 days a year, running charters. The guys at West Coast Marine built me one heck of a fishing boat. From the custom tower with steering and throttle controls to the backup bait pump system, my Parker 2520 XLD will deliver me to the fishing grounds reliably and safe. Take it from me. If you're ready for a new Parker at a fair, upfront, honest deal, you need to see Kevin Kelly at West Coast Marine, located at 1555 Newport Boulevard in Costa Mesa, or check them out and their inventory and information online at westcoastmarine.com.
Yamaha Outboard's Say Yes to Reliability sales event is here. For a limited time, purchase an eligible new 2.5 to 115 horsepower four-stroke and get 5 years of warranty protection plus up to $500 in dealer credit. New 150 to 300 horsepower four-strokes get 6 years of warranty protection. Yamaha, reliability starts here. Visit your local Yamaha dealer today. Offer ends March 31st, 2019, subject to change at any time. Other restrictions and conditions apply. See authorized participating Yamaha outboard dealers for details. This promotion cannot be used with any other Yamaha offer.
Turner's Outdoorsman, Southern California's number one shooting, hunting, and fishing tackle retailer since 1971, is right in your neighborhood. Now with stores throughout Southern, Central, and Northern California. No one does it better. Turner's Outdoorsman brings you the best prices and selection, plus a knowledgeable staff that will help make your day on the water or in the field more fun. Stop by your neighborhood Turner's Outdoorsman. To find a location nearest you, check the web at turners.com and sign up for special deals and more.
XEPRS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
San Diego's sports leader.
The home of ESPN Radio.
The Mighty 1090.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
And, of course, Dallas gave you instructions on something, right?
Make sure to mention the dog treats at Fisherman's Processing, the Wiggle Tails?
Wiggle Tails, yeah. I'm sure Chinook is some behind this.
Yeah.
What's that all about? The dog treats?
The dog treats are it's dehydrated fish skin. Nothing added to them at all, just dehydrated fish skin, rich in omega-3s, good for the dog's coat. And then good for their gum line also because they're like kind of chewy.
Dogs love them.
We
flip out over it. Yeah,
really?
Yeah, it's really good.
It's so good. Yeah, we get dogs that people walk their dogs right by our shop, and now the dogs are like autopilot. As soon as they start going to our shop, they make the left turn right into the
right?
door. Oh yeah, they're dragging the human in there.
It's a good way to suck people in to buy some spices and.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
And,
sure,
and it's just a cool thing. It's like a cool no waste. You know, nothing goes to waste. Yeah. I mean, it's just the skin. It's really good for them anyways.
Tuna skin?
Yeah. Just
wow.
Just tuna skin.
Yellowtail,
tuna, whatever. And then, so you just go in, get the dog treat for your dog, or you can just give them a sample, see if they like it. We have a sample jar.
Okay.
So they can come in, try them out, and see if they like them.
You ever have humans grab the sample jar?
I've had one.
Oh, no.
And it says for dogs only on the jar. And, you know, Kristen told me, you don't need to put that on there. They'll know. And I said, no, I do. And sure enough, one person actually made it. He handed it to his wife, thinking that the wife was going to give it to the dog. Well, she ate it.
Oh, come on.
Well, oops.
I know our chocolate lab is your biggest fan of those things, man. She loves them. They're really good.
So, can you order those online, too?
Yes, absolutely. They're on the online store, and we can get those mailed right out to you.
All right. Well, 858-457-1090 or 877-792-1090. You want to have a chance to win one of those three packs of rubs that we're going to give away here at the end of the show very shortly. Talk to Sean. Talk to Kristen. There's your chance.
Gabe and Fillmore, you're up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Gabe, thanks for hanging in with us. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. Hey, I got a question. For people that can't go, like, San Diego, the processing today, can you order, like, say, for example, like the fish burger, the tuna burgers
on mail
orders?
Yeah, on something like that, you can't order it online because it's shipping's a little more complicated. But if you email me or call me at the shop, which is 619-255-3128, we could always work it out, but you won't be able to do it online without, because we got to talk about shipping and options, and I wanted you to know what the costs are involved. And but yes, it's possible, but
yeah.
we got to talk on email or face to face.
All right.
Okay, that sounds good. Thank
Great.
You.
Thanks a lot for the call this morning, Gabe.
John in Upland, you're up next on Let's Talk Hook Up. Hi, John. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys doing?
Great.
I was out a couple of weeks ago when the weather lit up and we went to Catalina, did some lobster hooping. And while we were out there, we actually got boarded by the fishing game. And I was out in the Trident. They checked every lobster that we had. We didn't have too many, but they were all legal, so we were good there that way. But it's kind of a surprise that they boarded us while we were out there.
Oh, yeah, they're on it.
Fish and Wildlife is very proud and very protective of their lobsters. Like, that is one thing you can pretty much expect to be checked most of the times you go fishing.
Yeah, and then one other question. Sean, do you guys smoke rockfish?
No, we typically don't smoke rockfish. It would kind of dry out, I think, real easily in with our smoke. We have about 300 pounds that goes into our smoker when we do a load. Typically, it's going to be this time of year, it's, you know, wahoo or tuna. So the thickness of those cuts are so different than the thickness of a rockfish. If we put those two together, it would be like a potato chip when you rockfish came out. So we don't do it. Unless, if I had 300 pounds of rockfish so I can do a full load in my smoker, I'm sure it'd come out fine. But if I mix it with those other fish, it's not going to work out.
Not going to work. Hey, what about, how do you do your cheeses and your rubs and your spices and stuff? How do you, when do you smoke those?
In between all the recipes.
Yeah,
we're so busy right now. The smoker is going around the clock. Yeah. The rubs, the ingredients that we smoke is all cold smoked. The cheese is cold smoked with apple wood. The rubs are usually hickory wood. Wow. Fish and jerky are all hot smoked.
Hot smoked. Yeah. Okay. So it's a different process.
Yep.
Yeah. All right. Very good. Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning.
All right. Hey, we got the man from the San Diego Anglers. A lot of talk this morning. Dwayne Patton, who's online. Good morning, Dwayne.
Morning, Dwayne.
Good morning, guys. Good morning. You guys are baseball guys. You've heard of the curse of the Bambino? I think we've got the curse of the Shelter Island Launch Ramp going on here.
Yeah. No kidding, man. Holy mackerel.
Well, we were very disappointed to hear, Dwayne, but everybody's been in agreement. It was the only and appropriate call to make. And, you know, San Diego Anglers Club prides themselves on putting on such a great tournament. And part of that is making the right call, and that was the safety of the anglers and everything else. And I know it wasn't an easy decision to cancel the tournament.
It was a hard decision. It was a three-hour meeting, and then the decision come to keep the good name of the club up, and so we decided to eat the money and cancel the tournament and try and make it up in another event something during the year. So we don't know what we're going to do, but we'll do something.
So there will be no reschedule of the Bay Bass tournament for 2019.
That is correct. Our schedule is getting too full, both personal and the club and the foundation. You know, I wear many hats. I'm the charter master and also on the board of the foundation along with this Bay Bass tournament committee here. So the schedule is just too full. There's just no time to slide another one in.
And as everybody that's fished an open Bay Bass event, it's an event. It's a big deal. It's not something that you guys just slap together. I mean, it's a mega, mega thing. And you don't do it other than 100%. You know, if there's not time to do
it right,
we're not going to do it.
Now, let's talk about it for a minute, Dwayne, about the losses. Okay, you guys are going to lose thousands and thousands of dollars in this process, right?
That's correct. That's correct. But, the hard costs that were incurred in renting the tent and everything we put into it, you're never going to get that money back, and that's okay, plus the loss that we the income to the organization there. But we'll make it up. We got a great board that is saved for rainy day, and it's not like it's going to put us out of business. They've saved for an event like this, and so we'll make it up. We're not worried about it. That was part of the decision.
Now, what about the entry fees for everybody that participated?
That was the hard part. The Rule 13 gives us a provision that we could have raffled everything off, but Facebook, it starts to blow up, and some people didn't like that idea, so we made the hard decision to give back 100% of the money that we took in. That includes all sponsor money and all fees and jackpots. So we're giving 100% of the money back to everybody.
Well, you're definitely not getting my money back. I mean, we want to, I know that Doug, we talked about the same thing. We're going to donate our entry fee back to the club or back to the foundation. And, boy, I sure encourage other people to do so. Like, all of us have enjoyed the free food, the free raffle, all of the things that the club has done for us that we haven't ever paid for. So, and I so encourage everybody to do the same thing. I know the same with our first place prize money is going to go right back to the club.
$1,500.
Yeah, $1,500.
You're just donating right back to the club.
Yeah, I mean, there's no way the club is who puts this on for all of us, and it's sure not like it wasn't done out of your best effort to do so. So yeah, there's no way we're going to take our entry fee money. We want that to go back to the club.
Well, hopefully there'll be a lot of people that do that out there that just understand that this is circumstances beyond the control, and just help the club out for all the good things that they do for the community by just saying, hey, here's a donation to the club.
Well, thank you, and we appreciate that. That's much appreciated. Thank you.
Well, I hope a lot of people do, because that money goes to the raddest things. We talked about it earlier this morning, but, you know, those monies take those Wounded Warrior events out fishing, all the kids events that you guys do. I mean, that's what that money is used for, and that's, you know, we're not fishing in the tournament. Well, we are planning on winning, don't get me wrong, but we're not doing it for the prize money. We're doing it because it supports the club, and I just hope that a lot of other people follow suit. It's not that amount of money's not going to kill any of us, and it's a rad donation to a great organization.
Well, thank you very much for all the good words there.
All right, Dwayne, hey, sorry it happened, but wise decision, had to be done.
Thank you for the encouragement. Thank you guys
very much.
All right.
Thanks, Dwayne from the San Diego Anglers. Again, Bay Bass Tournament today, canceled.
Yep. Yeah,
and
no more.
We'll be rescheduled for 2020.
I'll be fishing there ready to go, for
yeah,
sure.
No doubt about it. Let's go ahead and jump in the phones, Rick.
You got it. How about we jump back in? We're going to talk to Mike. He's calling us from Laguna Niguel this morning. Hi, Mike. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hi, Mike.
Hey, guys. We're We're heading up to the show, Long Beach, and we're looking for some advice as maybe where to stay up there.
Best place to stay at Fred Hall, Long Beach.
Is Hyatt Regency of course, the best place to stay if you can get in. They do have some Fred Hall rates. It may be sold out by now. But Hyatt Regency will be doing our live broadcast there. Got confirmation. We'll be in the Seaview Rotunda down at the bottom of the escalator right there in the Hyatt lobby Saturday and Sunday.
Mike,
to 9 a.m.
The beauty of staying there is that it's literally connected to the convention center. No need to drive, no need to worry about parking, any of that kind of stuff. It's just, it's the easiest by location for sure. And it's where I would say probably 80% of the attendees are all there. It's a fun atmosphere after the show. If you were down in the lobby bar having a cold one afterwards, you'll see all the guys from the show. It's if you were looking for a place to stay, it would be hard to beat that one.
But there's a ton of hotels all around that are within walking distance that you can go to. There's another Hyatt there, I think a Hyatt Centric. There's a Westin right across the street. There's a Regency. There's everything,
yeah,
right, Sean?
Easy to do.
We'll be at the Hyatt.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. But if you can get into the Hyatt Regency in Long Beach and ask them for the Fred Hall rate, they'll get you in.
You got it.
All right.
Thanks. Oh, thank you.
All right. Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
Doug in Montebello, you're up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Hi, Doug. Thanks for hanging in there with us.
Yeah, I was just wondering, how long do your knives last?
That's a good question.
I just answered the question on sharpening.
Yeah, we definitely wear them out on a regular basis. We'll get a knife, most of the 6-inch curve that we use from Victorinox, they'll last about a month during the summer and maybe 3 or 4 months during the winter.
Oh my God.
So, yeah, we've definitely, I mean.
That's it, huh?
No.
That's
I've seen, I've seen.
Holy mackerel.
I mean, down to slivers. I mean, sometimes they use it as far as they can go, and they finally say, Sean, I got to have a new knife. And I'm like, what are you doing? You should have asked me a month ago. We go through some knives, yep.
Wow. I have had the same knife that you're speaking of for years.
Yeah.
I mean, for years.
I've never had to throw one away. No. Just sharpen it.
Yeah. No, these guys, they go through them fast.
Yeah,
but we're also not cutting over a ton an hour. That was the craziest
200 pounds
stat.
An hour.
That's the craziest stat I've ever heard of.
Yeah, it's I mean, it's amazing to watch. If you guys have never been to the shop, we have viewing windows right along the cutting table. If you're ever in San Diego, come down to Liberty Station. There's the Liberty Market. That'd be cool. But stop by our shop on any summer day and watch the show. It's amazing to see. The fish, it's literally a wood chipper. The fish go on one end of the table and come out the other end, 1 pound packs. And out the door. It's
pretty cool.
It's amazing.
It's an assembly line on each side of the table, and it's crazy to watch. Just from the initial breakdown to the loins coming off to the loins getting trimmed, and then the killer trimming comes off, and then the finish. It's just it's everybody's playing their part, and they are all fast.
And it's such a well-oiled machine now. Everybody knows their battle station, and they just go. We just bring the fish in, and everything just starts to happen.
It's impressive. And then filling customers too. Taking them out to their car, icing them down in their coolers.
Yeah.
All that gets done in between.
Oh, that's part of the finish. Yeah. I mean, that's how you got to finish. That's the last check of the product.
Yeah.
My guys that are loading cars are looking for little pieces of bloodline that might have missed and got bagged. They will take that bag and literally walk it back into the shop, open it up, trim off that little piece of bloodline that got missed, rebag it, and get it back out to their car.
So wow. Cool, man.
You go on top of the package when you get home. So.
Yeah.
It's rad.
Yeah, it's all table ready. That's the whole thing.
That's our thing.
Process.
Table ready. You take the fish out of the bag, pat it with a towel, and you're good to go. We also have a defrosting your fish video on YouTube.
Oh,
we've been talking about our YouTube channel.
Talk
you guys,
about that, yeah.
We have a whole video on how to defrost your fish. It takes it from taking it out of the plastic bag all the way to the finished product when you're
and using those paper towels. It's
the paper
towel, magic.
Yeah, everything we've been talking about for
years ago.
Now we have a video online. It's real informative.
It's the video is on your YouTube channel, which is Fisherman's Processing Channel.
Fisherman's Processing Channel on YouTube. Yeah.
Wow.
Which defrosting is not all created equal.
No.
I mean, the difference in finished product done correctly with the Fisherman's Processing method is you take one chunk and run it underwater and pull it out of the bag and set it on the counter next to one that was done with the fisherman's processing method, you would not believe those two pieces of fish came from the same animal.
You would swear that one's fresh and that one's frozen.
Yeah.
If you did it that
totally.
Way. You would
totally
swear
agree.
And it'd be the same fish.
Same fish, yeah, indeed. Hey, Doug, good question. Thanks a lot for the call this morning. Now, since I blew this promo earlier, I'm going to talk about the Rollo Rod giveaway again. next Sunday, 1 week from tomorrow, we're having a special, very special Friends of Rollo, Captain Rollo's Kids at Sea program where we'll be talking about all the great stuff happening at Fred Hall, all the great things that Rollo does. We're going to have some of the people that have participated in Rollo trips talking about those. And Steve Pinard and Rockcod Rick and I will be in the studio here. Mike Lum on the phone and Harold Davis on the phone and several other cast of care. Howard, who runs the trip, is going to be calling in. This is a 1 week from tomorrow, next Sunday. But here's the big deal. Win Rollo's Rod. There's going to be 50 chances next Sunday only.
Right.
You get 25 grand raffle tickets for the big grand raffle at Fred Hall. $250. You purchase those. And you get a pair of accurate Captain Rollo pliers. $130. These are custom pliers they made just for Captain Rollo's from the guys at Accurate. $130 value for free. And then you have a 1 in 50 chance to win a piece of sport fishing history, and that is Captain Rollo Hines CalStar BT100 jig stick built by Yo's Custom Rod.
So cool,
yeah,
man.
It was probably built by Yo, too.
I'm sure it was.
I'm guessing, because he built all of Rollo's rods there. So that's next Sunday. You have one. There's only going to be 50 chances, and that's only during the show. We'll tell you how to do it a week from tomorrow to get that deal and buy those tickets and win that rod.
If you won that rod, you just hanging it up in the office, or are you going to take it out and you're going to cast a 7X and hook a yellowtail with it?
Man.
Right?
I think I'm going to take it out fishing.
You got to at least pick one, right? I mean, that's one to hang up on the wall for sure and talk about. And, you know, that thing, like, deserves to be in a cool place like that, but you got to at least catch
even
one.
Even better, you got to go fishing.
It's a CalStar 100J. I mean, for God's sakes, you got to do it.
You got to
at least go catch one good yellow on that thing and then put it up on the wall in the man cave. I just think that whole thing is so awesome.
Yeah.
I hope it goes off without a hitch.
A week from Sunday, check it out.
That's cool. Hey, when we come back, we got more Let's Talk Hookup, including finding out which three lucky callers are all going to win three packs of that great fisherman's processing grub. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
This is Greg Stotesbury from AFCO. For more than 58 years, the American Fishing Tackle Company has been recognized as the premier manufacturer of precision-built offshore fishing tackle. AFCO continues this tradition today with an innovative technical fishing clothing line designed and built by fishermen for fishermen. From our next-generation waterproof shorts like Tactical or Stealth to our new anhydrous waterproof jacket and bibs, the entire AFCO clothing line is purpose-built with the latest AFTEC fabrics and features designed to deliver for the demanding angler. To find AFCO products, go to AFCO.com and find a dealer near you.
It's time to get excited about fishing, and Point Loma Sport Fishing has everything you'll need. They offer half-day and three-quarter-day trips daily, perfect for families and the novice or seasoned fishermen. Point Loma Sport Fishing also offers overnight to multi-day trips, targeting the best of seasonal catches. Visit their website at pointlomasportfishing.com, where you can purchase tickets online and get more information on the trips available, or call 619-223-1627.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, CalStar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest it's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the CalStar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend CalStar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
Hey, it's time for the 30-second Power Pro Seminar. Here's the hot tip for those of us that like to fish with small reels for big fish. Fill your spools with Power Pro Max Quattro. It's 25% thinner than standard Power Pro. That means you're going to get more line on that small reel. Plus, you can fly line your bait more effectively. Here's another tip about Power Pro Max Quattro. Your casting distance will increase in addition to increasing your spool capacity. So downsize your tackle and use Power Pro Max Quattro. Check powerpro.com for more information.
Have you been looking for a live bait hook that keeps live bait alive? Look no further than Japan's leading fish hook, Gamakatsu. It's the little things that make the difference, and Gamakatsu hooks drive the point home. With an absolute perfect bend and ideal barbs, your bait swims harder and longer. And when you get bit, Gamakatsu hooks bite back with a vengeance. All hooks are not the same. Go with Gamakatsu for infinite success. Gamakatsu, simply the best. Check Gamakatsu.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. All right, the big winners, three packs of Fisherman's Processing Grubs from FP Gourmet. That's going to Brad in San Diego, Dave in San Jose, and Mike from Laguna Niguel. Guys, congratulations. You are so stoked. They're my favorite.
Oh, yeah, you're going to love those. And, of course, if you want your own, how do you get them, Sean?
Go on fishermansprocessing.com. Click the Market tab at the top of the page. You'll see our online store there. Just make your selections, and we'll get it out on the next business day.
And it's easy, too.
Super
cheap
easy.
Cheap to ship. You can order up all you want.
Yep.
And the most popular ones, again, Kristen, are what?
We have the Poke Mix Kit, All Purpose Rub, and Lemon Herb.
Those are the most popular.
The top three so far.
Okay, and then the new one, too.
New one, the Black End. I think
the Black End is going to be a big hit, I think.
It's going to be a good one.
Yeah, we're going to take it home and sample it, too.
Do yourself a favor. Get a Smokehouse Beef Rub. It's so good.
It is really good.
That on tri-tip is the bomb.
And try it on pork tenderloin, too.
There you go.
I actually did our Christmas prime rib this year using the Smokehouse Beef Rub.
Oh, really?
It's pretty good.
It's so good.
Smokehouse Beef Rub.
It's really good.
And you actually smoked that in your smoker?
We smoked on the Traeger.
A lot of ingredients. Not all of the ingredients, but a lot of the ingredients are smoked in our smoker at the shop there, and then we mix it all together.
Once again, run through the Fred Hall Long Beach Del Mar special.
All right, you got the lunch bag special for $25. You're going to get at least a half pound of smoked fish.
And you only have 100 of these, so you better get on it.
100 of these. Half pound of smoked fish, pack of jerky, your choice, pack of cheese, your choice, and then the little insulated lunch bag with a FP Gourmet logo on it. Then you got another special, the three rub special, any three rubs you like for $20. All 10 of our rubs, we have 10 in our line, all 10 of them for $60. That's an $80 value right there.
$80 value.
So for $60. And then our Fred Hall show special was a pound of smoked fish, three packs of jerky, three packs of cheese, all your choice, whatever kind of smoked jerky or cheese that you want for $50, $63 value on that. And then our gift card special, which is a $110 value for $100. So a $10 bonus on a $100
you could
purchase.
Buy $500 worth and get an extra $50.
You get an extra $50.
And so you can use them anytime.
If you've got a reservation with me already and you know you're going to use us, it's smart to just go ahead and get them.
Just go for it.
And then 10% off of all of the apparel that we bring up will be shirts and hats and jackets and sweatshirts, and 10% off anything you
buy. And you're going to be directly across from the Let's Talk Hookup booth in Long Beach. So right across the aisle there from Let's Talk Hookup. You don't want to miss it.
Nope, you can't miss it.
All right.
We're there.
Pete Cormier and Fisherman's Processing. Thanks, guys. Appreciate
Thank you guys.
All
you
do. And we'll look forward to seeing you in Long Beach. We'll look forward to seeing you back here tomorrow morning, 7 and 9 a.m. Mike Wynn from Turner's Outdoorsman. Oh, boy. He'll have a list of deals they're going to have at that Turner's booth in Long Beach. I guarantee you that. And a lot more. Thanks to Adam on the other side of the glass for all he does. And we'll see you tomorrow morning right back here on the Mighty 1090.